Blog Talk Radio.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." He said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb, and Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, "Your people are insane." He said, "What's the matter with them?" He said, "Don't they understand this is an impossible situation?" Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, "The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees." The admiral said, "We have now instructed all of the guns to focus on..."
The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked...
How dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer? He said he went after his mother with a hammer. He wanted to hit her on the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That I tried to stab a friend of mine, but now it's changed.
Holding her is dangerous. Word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
Bill, what I said, including my remarks right afterward, she said it was very unfair the way the media...
She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
You've known me for a long time, Bill. I do get along with people. I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of...
Plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made.
I just released my financials, and people were amazed at how good they are. They're great. And I did something, you know, I employ thousands of people. I employ, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Nevada poll just came out, and it was fantastic. I'm a very, very strong believer in Christianity and religion, but...
Don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader. Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels hidden.
I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of money dealing against many other countries. I have a great relationship. In a Business Week poll, they said, "Who do you most prefer?" You
know,
they talked about...
Vader, release him.
Guarantee you I would have had him out.
There's no one on board, sir. According to the log, the crew abandoned ship right after takeoff.
Nice people. I'll discuss a couple of them, should I or should I not?
If there were any on board, they must also have jettisoned.
You won't get angry at me if I talk about somebody that you like? If you do, that's okay, too. I don't care. I mean, how stupid are we?
The whole system is supposed to be devoid of human forms.
Whoa! The rebel.
My lord. There are so many uncharted settlements.
You don't have to be a total genius to figure this out, even though I am a genius, okay? I'm more militaristic than anybody in this room, just so you understand. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way, but only when we win. By the way, when was the last time we won a war?
The border is a disaster, Bill.
My lord, the field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
I love Mexican people. I have a tremendous relationship. I also respect Mexico. But what they're doing to us in trade, first of all, they're killing us at the border. They're taking our jobs, they're taking our manufacturing, and they're taking our money.
The fleet has moved out to fight speed, and we're preparing to...
You're fired.
Lord Vader.
If you like your steak, you'll absolutely love Trump steaks. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had.
What about Leia and the Wookiee?
And the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them.
That was never a condition of our agreement, nor was giving hand to this bounty hunter.
Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the sharper image, you can enjoy...
This deal is getting worse all the time.
He told me enough!
Whoa!
He told me you killed him.
I hit somebody in the face with a padlock! Then I tried to stab a friend of mine whose name was Bob! He was a friend, but now he's a member of my family!
It's not true.
No, it's true.
That's impossible!
No, it happened! All of that stuff happened!
No! No!
So here's the good news. So Macy's, I sell shirts and ties, did nicely and all. Not a big business or anything, but cute. And fragrance and cufflinks. See these cufflinks from Macy's? Some people think it's Harry Winston or Tiffany. It's actually Macy's. And they're good. Trump cufflinks. And like I'm going to tell you about Macy's, but you go to Macy's, you know, a lot of the stores, they don't use Christmas. They say happy holidays, happy...
I'm unmuting my host, Mike. See, I got an echo. Everyone's got to come over to the NSM because I can't hang up this. It won't give me an option.